Them clothes got laundry numbers on them. You remember your number and always wear the ones that has your number. Any man forgets his number, spends the night in the box. These here spoons you keep with you. Any man loses his spoon, spends the night in the box. There's no playing grab ass or fighting in the building. You got a grudge against another man, you fight him Saturday afternoon. Any man playing grab ass or fighting in the building spends the night in the box. First bell is at 5 minutes of 8, when you will get in your box. Last bell is at 8. Any man not in his bunk at 8 spends the night in the box. There's no smoking in the prone position in bed. To smoke, you must have both legs over the side of your bunk. Any man caught smoking in the prone position in bed spends the night in the box. You get 2 sheets every Saturday. You put the clean sheet in the top sheet in the bottom sheet you turn in the laundry board. Any man turns in the wrong sheet spends the night in the box. Which no one will sit in the bunks with dirty pants on. Any man with dirty pants on sitting on the bunk spends the night in the box. Any man don't bring back his empty pop bottle spends the night in the box. Any man loud talking spends the night in the box. You got questions, you come to me. I'm Carr, the floor walker. I'm responsible order in here. Any man don't keep order spends a night in the box.
Oh, come on!
A night in the box. That's right. Carl from Cool Hand Luke, one of the greatest movies ever. That's life in a, I don't know, I guess at minimum, I think I'd call that medium security. Because I don't know if it's minimum. I mean, there are no walls or nothing, but... harsh ass fucking punishments, I'll tell you that. So anyway, yeah, well, I don't know. Speaking of spending nights in the box, you know, I told you I've evolved my position a little bit about police and a lot of these, you know, because you know I watch those YouTube videos, those body cam videos, unedited, full thing, and I've come to the realization that a lot of people, you know, they get killed not because of their taillight or because of jaywalking, it's because how they resist arrest or just refuse to listen to cops. All right, let me turn down Alice in Chains here. Or refuse to listen to cops. You know, a lot of them just bring it on themselves. This is not one of those cases.
A former paramedic found guilty in the death of Elijah McClain will spend the next 5 years behind bars.
Oh, boy.
Looks like you've gotten yourself in a spot of trouble.
Yeah, well, okay, so what happens is, okay, this Elijah McClain case, this kid was walking home, you know, with a bag of stuff he had just bought from the store. I don't know, the cops thought he looked suspicious or something like that, and immediately just came up, grabbed the shit out of his hand, slammed him to the fucking ground. He really was not resisting. You know, they slammed him to the ground, put a legal chokehold on him, and all this shit. And then when the paramedics get there, the paramedic gives him a lethal dose of ketamine to calm him down.
A judge sentenced Peter Chikuniak in an Adams County courtroom just moments ago. A jury convicted him of criminally negligent homicide as well as assault after he and another paramedic injected McClain with a lethal dose of ketamine the night he was detained. We want to get right to Denver 7's Rob Harris, who was inside that courtroom for the sentencing. He joins us live now with the very latest. Rob.
Yeah, and so, Jason, the important thing to understand here is those 5 years constitute the minimum sentence allowed in this case. The judge said he was weighing a bunch of different...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I probably would agree with the judge there. I mean, the guy, he seems like a good guy. He's a family man. He's the supervisor of the paramedics or whatever you call it. But I don't know what happened in this instance. He really fucked up, and this... cannot be a job where you fuck up that huge, you know? I mean, this is why I could never be something like this or a doctor or anybody that has others' safety in their hands because I fucked up too much when I was at work, you know? So if you take this job, you know what you're doing, man, because if you don't, this could happen to you. And I don't know. I seriously don't know why this guy decided to do that. Like I said, the kid wasn't going nuts or anything. He was barely conscious.
Factors, including the possibility of recommitting, safety to the community, and so forth. But this sentence came after about 90 minutes of statements from those who knew both Chikuniak and McClain, most for Chikuniak. They included his immediate family, co-workers, both current and previous, all testifying to his character and what.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would have no problem being a character witness, but seriously, if I was up there, I mean, obviously, if you're a friend of his, you're not going to say this, but I would have to say, but in this instance here, it seemed like he just made a mistake. Okay, he made a mistake. There was no malicious intent here. I really don't believe there was. It was just a stupid thing to do. So, yeah, to get the minimum, I agree with, you know, but somebody did die, okay? That's somebody's son, brother, cousin, whatever. You just can't let that slide.
He said were his moments of showing heroism in his job and care for the community around him. Chikuniak himself also testified.
Yeah, that's another thing you got to take into account, how many lives he has saved. You know, it is a tough job, but this one, like I said, you just can't let it slide with nothing.
As did Elijah McClain's mother, Shanine McClain. Take a listen.
The point I'm making is that they want to blame their inhuman actions on their inhuman training. But reality is...
See, to call them inhuman... Okay, you might fucking get pissed off at the cops for the ones who caused this. And I think this was in, if I'm not mistaken, Aurora, Colorado, which has problems, that police department with shit like this, and legitimate problems. Inhuman, like, you know, the paramedics set out to kill the guy. I don't agree with that.
That they could have done something simply by just saying, stop hurting my patient.
And I wish more than anything that we had a better outcome that night. If I could go back and make changes that I knew would save Elijah's life, I would.
Yeah, well, I mean, and he said he didn't want to underdose him with the ketamine is what he said. He goes, I didn't want to under... Well, wouldn't you rather underdose someone than overdose them? I mean, underdose, you're not going to jail, okay? The kid's still alive. I don't know. I mean, a fucking sedative, I don't get it.
So Chikuniak has been in the Adams County Jail for the last 70 days. He will get credit for that time with his now, the sentence that was just handed down. The judge said that Chikuniak has 49 days to appeal this sentencing and has 126 days to ask this court to reconsider the sentencing.
Well, I mean, it's going to be tough because, like I said, they gave him the minimum. So it's either you get no punishment or you get the minimum. I know 5 years is a long time. I feel bad for the guy, but, you know, hey.
Again, 5 years in prison for that single Aurora paramedic. He did face a maximum of 16 years in prison for that assault
that
charge.
That would have sucked, and that would have been unjust, I think, 16 years, because I really don't think he did anything malicious. Now, the cops, on the other hand, in this case, yeah, they did, because there was none of this usual bullshit from a lot of these people that just are looking for a payday and all that stuff. This kid was minding his own business, walking home from the store. I mean, you know, so I don't know. It's very unfortunate all around. Now, two people I will not feel sorry for if they get jail time are these two climate dudes. Listen, I understand, you know, climate change and all that stuff, and something's got to be done. You know, upon doing more research and stuff, it really seems it's a futile effort, because if the rest of the world isn't in on it, it's not going to make that much of a difference. I mean, yeah, you want to do the right thing. You want to be on the right side of history, blah, blah, blah. You know, but... this is not how you go about it.
The police say two men are facing federal charges after dumping red powder on the case that holds the U.S. Constitution.
What the fuck was this all about?
Yeah, what's that going to do? Red powder on the case that holds the Constitution. It didn't even get to the Constitution. So basically, you threw some powder on the case, and they sit there and pontificate in front of everybody. Nobody is going to listen when you do things like this, okay? It's like that. It reminds me of Israel and Hamas. No one's going to listen to you when you okay, we've been treated very unfairly, so we're going to go in and bomb and rape and, you know, all this shit. You blow shit up. You don't do it that way. This shit right here turns people off to your cause. All right. It pisses them off. You know, you want to protest something. You gather peacefully somewhere. You go and you stay out of the way. You don't block traffic to ruin everybody's fucking day over it. I know you. These are important issues to you, and they may be important issues in general. But that's not how you do it. That's how you turn people off. You have got to use your fucking brain, especially when you're dealing with the stupidity of America. Okay, but what good, what does the Constitution have to do with climate change? I mean, the only thing I can see, what, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? You can apply that to just about everything. You know, the more I think about that line, you know, you can apply it to everything you don't like. I've said that in the past, but I don't know. You got to be selective with that.
And this happened around 2:30 this afternoon at the National Archives. Quite a mess there. A video on social media showed the men in front of the vandalized display talking about climate issues. The document itself was not damaged. A spokesperson says this area where it happened will be closed for cleaning tomorrow, but the rest of the building will be open.
Yeah, well, and you know, they should be, I hope they got to be banned from the building. They should go to jail for about a year, I would say, and federal prison. Give them a 366-day sentence so they don't do this stupid fucking bullshit again. And it's a very unique problem, too, because you sit there and say to yourself on the one hand, well, you know, I'm not going to have to deal with this. Nobody on this planet right now is going to have to deal with the ultimate consequences of this. And, you know, like people like me, I don't have any children. You know, but you sit there and say, well, then you leave it to the point of no return where they can't fix it. And they're going to be like, well, gee, thanks a lot. We never even got a chance. It's like smoking while you're pregnant. You know, once a baby comes out, he's like, hey, fuck you, Ma. You know, thanks a lot for doing this shit. But just to go out and to just try and piss people off is not the way to do things. Which brings me to another position that I have reevaluated a little. Okay, I did a story a couple of months or maybe even a year or two ago about those First Amendment auditors. Okay, and I thought, you know, this is a good thing because cops, you know, should know the law and should know the Constitution since they swear an oath to it and everything like that. And these guys, most of the time, the ones that I was complimenting were the ones who just stand out in front of, like, the police department or the IRS or whatever on the sidewalk, you know, upon public property and just filming the building, you know. And they're allowed to do that. And when cops come up and start, you know, give me your ID, but you're not allowed to do that. The guy has not committed any crimes. Yes, I know it's a little disturbing to see someone, especially in this day and age, out there with a camera. And you want to try and prevent things and you want to try and figure out who the fuck is this guy and what is his agenda. But unfortunately, you know, the problem with the Constitution, again, you know, because it's an old document and they could not have perceived the reality is, you know, the freedom of the press. Well, all these people call themselves journalists. You know, all you got to do is, I guess, have a YouTube account, a YouTube page, a channel, and, you know, you put up a video here and there, and you're a journalist. All right? That's not really journalism, but the way the independent journalism is these days, and the way normal people break stuff wide open, break cases open, film stuff, you know, the whole George Floyd thing, if it wouldn't have been for that person filming, you know, nothing would have happened. But you know, and those people back when I did that story, they were just like, sir, I do not have to do this. This is a constitutionally protected, you know, everything. And the cops learned a little bit of lesson, got a little humbled. And I thought that was a good thing. Well, now it has morphed into these people. There's now a shit ton of people out there, a huge faction of these assholes. That's why they're called frauditors now and not auditors, who they don't give a shit about their rights or the Constitution. They go out simply to harass people, especially police. They're waiting to do it. They want the police to do the wrong or say the wrong thing. They want the postal worker inside. These people go inside. You know, I know, again, in a post office, you're allowed to record inside. It's really strange. You know, again, they couldn't have conceived this reality, but they just stand there and point their cameras at people while they're going about their duties, trying to do their job. And these people are like, the fuck do you want? What are you doing? I mean, it's a very different world, you know, especially for a lot of these older employees and stuff like that. But they are just waiting. They're waiting to call them names. They're waiting to insult them. Yeah, you're going to get educated today. Yeah, call the cops. And then they're going to insult the cops, even if the cops agree with them. You know, they're mad at somebody. They're mad at everybody, basically, because they have no power in their real lives. So this is how they're going to go out and show you they have some power. I'll show you. And I'll be able to talk to the cops however I want. And I'll be able to educate this bitch and tell her what I think of her and everything, just to piss people off, because they laugh their asses off when it happens. They don't give a shit, like I said, about the rights or the Constitution. This is just you know, being an asshole for asshole's sake. They get off on it. And then a whole different animal are those goddamn stupid motherfucking sovereign citizens. These fucking people, they get pulled over by cops. Cop goes, yeah, I caught you doing 85 and 70. Let me see your license. Oh, no, I do not have to give you my license. Well, you just committed a traffic infraction. I need to see your license. No, I'm not driving. And the cop's like, what? So, you know, the people are like, I wasn't driving. I was traveling. They say they're not driving, they're traveling, and you can't impede people's travel in the United States. And, you know, if I was a cop, I'd be like, okay, yeah, you're traveling. Now, how did you travel from point A to point B? You drove a car, right? So you are driving, and you are subject to traffic laws. You have to identify yourself on a traffic stop. These people, I don't have to identify myself. I don't have to listen to you, or they just get on the phone and ignore the cops. You know, like they're not even there. They're going to call everybody to come to the scene. They want their lawyer to come. They want their mommy and daddy to come. They want their friends or their posses to come, which I think should be illegal. You call someone to the scene of a traffic stop, and they interfere or whatever, start screaming at the cops, you should get an extra charge, and they should all go to jail. Seriously. I mean, that's ridiculous. You cannot fucking call people to a traffic stop to help you out. That is dangerous for the cops. But you see these people in courtrooms telling judges they don't have to listen to their orders. They don't, according to, it should just be anarchy. They don't have to listen to anybody. They don't recognize government. They keep citing all of these fucking Supreme Court cases that really have nothing to do. You know, a real small kernel of it has to do with their case, but the rest of it nullifies, you know, what they're talking about, like the whole traveling and driving thing. And they just basically just ignore police orders. You can't do that. When a cop gives you a lawful order, I mean, whether you agree with it or not, it's lawful and you have to follow it. So that's what you do. You think you're being wronged? Then you get a lawyer later. You know, when you go to jail, you get a phone call from Dale. Now, I want to call my people now. I want to call it. I want. You're not arresting me. You can't do this. Don't touch me. And I want all these things. No, you don't get that. You don't get to call your lawyer on the side of the road. And what lawyer is going to come? I see these people at 2 a.m. I want to call my lawyer. What lawyer is going to come to the side of the road to help this loser who obviously does not know the law? Okay, because a lot of the times they're drunk. But even if they're not, they're fucking stupid. All right. But you fight that in court, okay? And there, again, a lot of people just looking for a payday. They're going to try and fuck with the system as much as possible. People requesting ambulances when they know they don't need them, sticking their feet in the door jams, making it impossible for the cops to fucking close the door. And I'll tell you, whoever came up with those partitions that split the backseat of the cop car in half, stupidest fucking idea ever. They have so many problems trying to get people in that car because they can't go around the other side and pull them when they're doing the leg trick, because that's the latest trick, you know, stick your ankle in the fucking door jam. You know, if I was a cop, oh boy, smash fucking ankle into a million fucking pieces. That's why I can't be a cop. You know, the ultimate patience that these fuckers have to deal with. It's no wonder they don't beat the shit out of everybody. Like I said, I have newfound respect for police, because I never knew the extent of all of this until I started watching these unedited full body cam videos from start to finish. Because I have, you know, I'm not one of these people that think the media is evil and totally full of shit all the time. But in these cases, you know, I'd have to agree. They only show the part that just makes people gasp, and you wonder, why the hell, for a broken taillight, why did he do that to him? Well, you should have seen how he was acting for the 5 minutes before that, and putting people in danger, and officers in danger, and everybody else. You know, you've got to see the whole thing. And another thing I keep noticing is whenever, you know, it's a white criminal, they're always pointing that out. A white man attacked a black man. But when it goes the other way, they don't say that. I'm just looking for a little consistency here. Either you got to do it both ways or you don't do it at all. Okay. I mean, I don't know. There is tons of black on white crime that if it were the other way, they would be considered hate crimes. And they're not. And it's very inconsistent. And I can see why it pisses people off. But these sovereign citizens are just, they're the dumbest of the fucking dumb. They're out of their goddamn minds. Okay. I mean, they're no different than people who believe in aliens or the flat earthers or whatever. It's just fucking stupidity from top to bottom. And you can tell that most of these people really don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. Because when they get educated on the shit, you know, they just sit there and deny it. They just deny reality. You know, you're wrong. You're off. I mean, I watch these things enough to go, okay, that guy has a point as far as the Constitution or the Fourth Amendment or whatever. That guy is a fucking idiot who doesn't know what he's talking about, who's just trying to puff up for the fucking cops. Stupid as fuck. Which brings me to Jack, what's his last name? Doherty. Okay. Now, this is the third type of person I'm going to talk about. We did this story a couple months ago, too, when the guy got shot in the mall by the DoorDash driver, because there is a whole legion of fuckers out there that have YouTube or Kick or Twitch or Switch, whatever the fuck it's called, and their whole existence is to go out and piss people off, strangers, okay? I don't mind people playing pranks on their relatives or their friends or their coworkers, okay? You know those people, all right? You do this shit to strangers, okay, even if it's not harmful, you know, it's not the right thing, it's not a smart thing to do. You have no idea what somebody has been through that day or is going through in their lives, okay? I mean, because, like, I don't know, if I had to, like, I don't know, for put my dog down that morning and I go out to the store and I'm just fucking sad and somebody does this little prank bullshit that I don't know, I'm beating the piss out of them. I'm going to try anyway with all my might and I'll fucking go to jail because I don't care because this shit has got to stop, all right? These little fuckers like this guy, and I know he's not the only one, but he seems to be the most hated man on the internet from doing my research. I found out about this kid, okay. He's been doing this. He's 20 years old now, and he's been doing this since he was like 10, and it all starts with his stupid fucking parents, okay, because they encourage this shit, all right? I saw this video. The kid was like 10 years old, and he showed up at the house of a YouTube prankster that he loved, like his idol or something, because this is what he has wanted to be since he was a little kid, is a YouTube prankster who goes around pissing people off. And he showed up at the guy's house, and he sat there for like 40 minutes knocking on every door, every window, while his parents film him, and he's sitting there like, no, I'm not leaving. I don't care if he's doing a video. I'm not leaving. We're here. We're staying. I'm like, what is wrong with this kid? So the guy actually wasn't home. He pulls up, sees the parents, and he sees the kid, and they see the filming going on, and like, what the fuck is this? As soon as the kid sees him and his friend start screaming at the guy, and he just drives away, because he's like, well, who are these nuts at my fucking house? You know, kind of ironic, since they go out and bother people, not usually at their houses, but, you know, in their personal spaces, so this can be considered that. So he drives, and he just drives around the block, and then he comes back to hopefully go home. And now the parents have pulled their car in front of his fucking driveway. Okay. And they won't let him pull in. So again, he drives away. The kid's screaming at him again. And then he like turns on the guy. This is when he was 10 years old. Okay. This is 10 years ago. And his parents are just so proud of their little baby. Well, fast forward 10 years. And now this fucking guy is, I mean, I don't even like to call him a guy. He is a little punk. He is the biggest pussy I have ever seen, and I will explain. All right. So he goes around doing this shit, pissing people off, and a couple of times he got his ass handed to him. I guess in the past, you know, someone either shoved him down or took a swing at him or gave him a black eye, whatever. So then he hires security. I mean, this is a real thing. This guy's whole life is to go out and piss people off. He hires security now so nobody can touch him while he's doing it. And he is a multimillionaire for doing this. So why why should he stop? Why should, I mean, anyone who has no character or decency or integrity or common sense or has the brain of still that little stupid 10-year-old, why would they stop? You know, this is when people say, you know, the YouTube and shit making these people famous and millionaires for this crap, that they should be held accountable for things that happen. So this guy goes around now and he screams at people and he plays pranks on them, but not even too many pranks. He just goes around. He walks around like a kid on acid. Okay. Just commenting on everything that passes in front of his face. He lives from moment to moment. It doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing. He'll either scream in your face or come running at you like he's going to hit you and then stop. And then if you even say anything, Then all of a sudden, the two big ghetto thugs that he fucking hires, who have arrest records of assault as long as my arm, step in and rough you up, you know, or at least stop you, pin you against the wall, whatever. Well, now he is being sued because, I don't know, he showed up at some Halloween party because some girl who he was hitting on didn't like his advances. So then he's going to call her a whore and a slut and everything else, show up where she shows up. He does this. He shows up at graduations to harass students. He shows up. I mean, I can't believe someone is like this, and I'm even talking about it. But this is the case. So he shows up there. People are like, why don't you just go? Just go. And all of a sudden, the big fucking nigger security guard, and that's what he fucking is, lays out this fucking skinny little guy. And he knocked them cold, you know, for nothing. Nobody was touching him. Nobody was advancing on them. You know, they were just asking them to leave. Okay, so he knocks him out. So he's being sued now. Okay, but, you know, a lot of the times when he's got this security around him, he engaged. In that instance, he didn't engage. I wish he would have, but he didn't really engage. In other instances, you know, he has taken he takes cheap shots at people behind his security guard while they got him, and they're either throwing him against the wall or throwing him on the ground. He'll walk up, he'll throw a punch and then run back behind their backs, and then he'll walk up and throw a kick, and he'll look around, and then he'll run back behind their backs like the biggest fucking little pussy you have ever fucking scene. Okay, see, someone like this, if I ran things, he would be executed. Okay, because this is just a public nuisance from top to bottom. And the kid, I don't know it's because of what he does, but he has got the most punchable face I've ever fucking seen, with his stupid hair. And he is like a little, he's a suburban Los Angeles kid, you know, who thinks he still calls people bitches and all that stuff. He acts like a wigger a lot of the times. But I have never seen a more pathetic existence than this. So I got a couple of clips here. If you want to see the videos, you know, these are just clips where the audio gives you an indication, because I know it's, you know, video on a podcast, video clips on a podcast, but go search him, and don't look at his channel, okay? But even if you do, I swear, I don't know, all the subs, every comment in there is insulting him. I didn't see a single fan in any of the threads that I read. I checked out a couple of his videos. Where I learned the most is just the legion of people out there who hate this fucking guy, and they make videos about how much they hate him and how much of a jerk off he is, which again helps him ultimately, but you just gotta point it out, you know. So here's a couple of clips. The first one is the reaction of the people when the big nigger fucking punched the guy in the face. Boom. Who you talking to, dog? He wasn't talking to him the right way, huh? So he fucking smacked him. I mean, and this guy is like 6'8", huge. I mean, he's like Hulk Hogan, the size of this big fucking thug.
Hey, what's up? Hey, one by one, what's up?
What security guard are you?
Yeah, what kind of security guard are you? And that chick is right. And listen to him. One by one, what's up? What's up? He wants to fight everybody there. He doesn't care about securing that little asshole because he wasn't even in any danger. People are just asking the fucking dickhead to fucking leave. And he cracks that kid, starts calling her a bitch. He wants to fight everybody. She's right. What kind of fucking security guard are you? You're the type of security guard like he is a human being, a little fucking asshole in the head. Nigga, nigga, fuck you. You're the nigga.
Go.
Okay, now here's him in the mall where he puts his arms out kind of like a cross between a monkey and a bird or something like that. And he just walks up to people and screams in their face. Okay, and this one guy who would be just like me turns around, goes to go after the little fucker, and of course, the thugs step in and stop him, and he just stands behind them and laughs and makes smart-ass comments. I swear to God, I would pound this little fuck's face in the hamburger. Da-na-na-na. Yeah, this is, and as he's doing that, people are walking by him, and he's leaning his face into their faces. I'd punch him so fast the security wouldn't even fucking, I'd have to fight them, and I'd fight them, I would. And if that security came out, I'd fucking punch them. I would do everything I could to get to that little fucker.
What?
Little pop, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, little pop?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Now, he's got two black guys, his security force between him and the guy he just harassed. And that, technically, that's assault when you walk up and scream in people's faces. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? And then he just walks away looking for the next one. Oh, this kid should get the living shit knocked out of him every day for the rest of his life.
We got out of there, motherfuckers. Let's go.
Yeah, now he's walking around. This is where he's at the beach. And a guy's there with his kids, little kids, toddlers, okay? Now, I know he said mofo, right? I didn't hear what he said before this, but his security nigger there is wearing a shirt that says, fuck the world, or something like that. And so the guy's like, hey, man, watch your mouth. And what's with that shirt? There's kids around here. And this is how he responds.
Watch your language. There's kids around here.
I didn't say any curse words. What'd I say?
Just watch your language.
What'd I say?
You got a stupid shirt on over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your kids can't read, though. Your kids can't read, can they?
Hey, your kids can't read. Can they? Can they?
And he gets right in the guy's fucking face. And as soon as the guy even makes a move toward him, then the asshole fucking security dickhead steps in. Well, in this case, he didn't see the other guy coming around the corner who he probably harassed a couple of seconds before. This big older guy, fat guy, just comes out of nowhere and nails him right in the fucking face, and I loved it.
I'm seeing your kids watch.
You started talking to me, buddy.
Get away from me.
You get away from me. Watch your kids. Go walk away.
That guy never even made a move towards him. He said something to him as he was walking by to watch his mouth and about the shirt, and then there's kids around. He didn't walk up to him. He didn't follow him. He didn't do anything. Now, this guy comes out of nowhere.
You got something to say, you mother?
Yeah. Hey. And that's his girlfriend, who must be the dumbest cunt on this planet, either that or the most materialistic, to stay with this asshole.
McKinley, back up.
McKinley,
stupid name too.
What the fuck's your problem?
Yeah, what the fuck's your problem? This is what he does this is how he makes his money. And he pretends like he cares about his girlfriend and everything else when he knows this shit's gonna happen. He does this with his girlfriend standing right next to him, the asshole.
He pays your bills. That's why you have it branded all over your fucking house.
All right, now he's in some party bus or something that he rented, and he's got these guys that he used to do work with that I guess that he screwed over because he likes to screw people over. He rents these mansions all the time. And upon doing my research, he has been sued by three different landlords for either trashing the place or not paying for the damage, or just not paying the rent. So he likes to screw people on top of it, too. So these guys get into it with him. And again, the security force steps in. Now, this is on a party bus. Now, so when the security guy, the first guy takes a punch at the fucking kid, which I'm glad he should have. And as soon as security steps in, then he does the thing again where he hides behind them. Pokes his little head and fist out, gives him a shot, runs back, hides behind him, gives a little giggle, looks at the camera, goes back, tries to fucking punch him again. Again, this guy is totally engaged with these two big assholes, and he just keeps like a little weasel, like a coyote at a carcass. He's gonna come in and nip like a little pussy because his punches don't do shit.
Merch. You don't even have your own merch. You're a fucking sellout. You're a bitch.
I own part of the company. I own part of the company. Sorry. Appreciate the money I made off you guys.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yep,
you guys worked for me. Nice fucking try, dumbass. Nice try.
Let's go. Yeah, nice try, because security grabbed him like he's the president. They guard him because they know at any moment someone could take a shot at this kid. So as soon as he hits the fucking kid in the face, the security jumped in. Nice try. Yeah, not because I'm tough, but because of my security. Biggest pussy ever.
What's good? Hey, not with me around. What's good?
Oh, he's kicking. Yo, watch the fuck out. There's a girl in the car, you fucking dumbass.
Oh, there's a girl in the car, you fucking dumbass. You don't care where the girls are or where the old ladies are or where the regular citizens are or where the toddlers are. You're going to do your thing, right? So now he's all upset because McKinley got kicked while the guy was being taken down by two fucking assholes.
Yo, there's a girl. You're kicking her. You're kicking my fucking girlfriend.
And he fucking brushed along once. While he was flailing for his own safety. It wasn't not like he was sitting there trying to kick his girlfriend or anything. So he makes this the whole crux of the whole thing.
Bitch, go fuck fucking kick her, you piece of shit. Don't fucking kick her, you bitch.
Yeah, see, that's where he's throwing the little punches as security's got him held down. The bitch, piece of shit. He's a fucking little asshole.
Hey, hey. Yeah, bitch.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, now they're knocking other people out. They just knock everybody else. Everybody who's standing around the kid yelling at him gets knocked out. Yeah, please stop. Why don't you tell your stupid fucking boyfriend who this is the guy you fuck? This is your man, huh? And then she's crying, please stop. And he's blaming it on the kicks when it's all his fault.
He fucking kicked my girlfriend in the head, you piece of shit.
Yeah, it wasn't in the head.
Fuck out of here. You kicked the fucking girl in the head, you piece of shit.
Yeah, and you go around pissing people off and then have them beat up. You fucking piece of shit.
You fucking coward ass bitch.
Oh my God, this guy called anybody a fucking coward while he's sitting there hiding behind the security.
You're an idiot. I sincerely hope you do not represent the future of this country, because if you do, we are in sad shape.
Yeah, he does, and we are.
Never fucking hit a bitch again, you fucking bitch.
Never. No. Well, listen to the respect there. Never hit a bitch again, you fucking bitch. Is this guy dumber than dirt or what? Or what? His woman is crying. Now she just got called a bitch on top of everything, like everybody else with this guy.
Punched his ass 10 times. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, you punched his ass.
Punched the fuck out of that motherfucker, like 10 times.
Yeah. He reached through and took cheap shots while the other guys were fighting him. And then now he's puffing his chest like he kicked somebody's ass.
Fuck that bitch, I got my lick back.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Fuck yeah, I punched that motherfucker 10 fucking times, bitch. Yeah. He didn't get me once. He's trying to punch me. Blocked his bitch ass.
Yeah, blocked his bitch ass by shoving the security guard in front of him. That's what happened. He took a cheap shot. The other kid who got hit went to grab him, and he took both of his hands, put them on the small of the security guy's back, and shoved him right in front of him so he couldn't get hit. And he only hit him about 4 times, not 10. But they were all cheap shots, so pussy galore.
Don't take pictures of me. I'll break your camera.
Okay, now here he's in the Walmart harassing one of the Walmart employees. This guy's like a 55-year-old man, okay, trying to do his job, and he's just walking around, sticking his camera on his fucking face, trying to provoke a reaction.
You respect me.
Oh, hey! Ricky!
Yeah, it's you here. This old man, this kid's 20 years old, okay? And the old man, who's got to be at least 60, puts his hands on him and starts fucking throwing him around. And, he goes, Ricky, who is his ghetto thug security guard. Once again, I mean, shit, if I was, right now, I'm 54, okay, I can still move a little, but I got some problems. I got some aches and pains, and I'm not as fast as I was. And, a 20-year-old kid can do some damage to you if he knows how to fight. This kid is easy as pie. The fucking guy throws him there, Ricky, and then he screams for his security like the wimp that he is.
It's not cool. You guys are in school. School is not cool.
Okay, there you go. He showed up at somebody's at a school's graduation, stuck the camera in people's faces, telling them how school is not cool. School is not cool, right? This guy could have used a good education instead of the shit one that he got from his parents and the rest of this culture here. But this, I just can't believe that this is, that people make a damn good living doing shit like this.
Bunch of fucking weirdos.
Yeah, I mean, like say, folks, like I came up to you and I said, hey, you know what? I'm a multimillionaire. I'll give you $100,000 every time. I want you to find, or go, just go out and walk the streets, and whenever you see an old lady, got to be like at least 80, between 80 and 90, 80 and above, whenever you see an old lady, I want you to walk up and spit in her face and then call her a fucking cunt and then walk away laughing hysterically. And every time you do that, I will give you $100,000. You do that 10 times in a day, you get $1 million for that day. Would you people do it? Would you do it? I know I wouldn't fucking do it. I'd be like, for a split second, I'd go, how much? But then I'd be like, no, get away from me. Well, I mean, that's essentially what this fucking little asshole does. Okay? He just goes up and gets paid an exorbitant amount of money for pissing off strangers in public. And I don't know how it's legal. I don't know how this is legal, because just about everything he does is assault, either himself or by proxy. Anyway, so now since he's been sued, now he's going around. He makes this video. I've got to do better things in my life. Better things in my life. I don't know. I got to do better. I got to do good. Like I said, he sounds like a kid on acid who thinks from second to second. He doesn't form a general thought. I mean, more than a couple of seconds. I mean, he's not thinking that far in the future, is my point. I've never seen anyone like this. It's serious. It's like someone who's high and rambling. But so now he's going around giving bottled water to the homeless and then things like that I see people do all the time, which they do for their own fucking image, for their own fucking egotistical gratification. They don't care about these people. They want views and likes and everyone to call them such great people and great humanitarians. That's bullshit. Okay, I know what you're really about. And it ain't about caring people. It's about caring for yourself. Fucking bunch of narcissists, all of them. But again, why should they stop? They have found the perfect outlet to let all their narcissism rage against all of us. Okay, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it, you know. Well, first you got to take a beating from one of these stupid fucking niggers that he hires, like I said. Or, you know, you got to take him to court. And he banks on that, because any publicity is good for good publicity for these fucking cretins. So anyway, I hope he dies tonight in a fiery ball of twisted metal along with his dumb fuck parents. And speaking of dumb fucks, let's move on to senators now. People who have far more important positions than that little asshole, who, by the way, he also grooms OnlyFans young girls, and when they become of age, he becomes their manager on OnlyFans. That's a whole nother story. Do your research on the little shit. But anyway, Tommy Tuberville, he was on a podcast last week, and he was talking about the border and the border problem, which I, you know, these days I will listen to, okay? But then he goes off in his usual ignorant redneck way and just proves, you know, that he should have stayed on the football field as a coach because he is a dumb shit as far as politics.
We live in a constitutional republic that's trying to do
that. Yeah, and it's a democratic republic. Okay, yes, it's a republic. It's also a democracy. These people, like, because the Republicans, anything with the word Democrat or democracy has to be denounced. So it's not a democracy. It's a republic, these dumb fucks.
Things without our Judeo-Christian values.
Oh, without our Judeo-Christian
values. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean Judeo-Christian values, but this dumb fucker, I don't know, it's a bunch of fucking, martial arts, Christian martial artists, you know, the Judeo-Christian values, the shit. The
thing right now, I will tell you, is what's going on at our southern border. Mm-hmm. When you've got a country without borders, you don't have a country.
Okay, so far I agree.
We have to get moral values back into our country, and you can't do that when you have a million people every couple of months come into this country that know nothing about God.
You stupid fucking redneck.
When you're talking about open borders and stuff, I'll listen. But what they know nothing about God. I mean, most Central American Hispanic people are very religious. They know. See, what he means is they know nothing about his God, I guess, his version, his warped fucking hillbilly version of what God is, you know, because God loves straight white Christian men and pretty much hates everyone else, you know, and they're fucking empty heads. Okay, yeah, the criminals, no criminals have morals or they wouldn't be criminals. But to sit there and say that no immigrants have morals and none of them know anything about God, how fucking stupid and conceited is that? And then he goes on to say they know nothing about laws or the Constitution, which is probably true. You know, they don't study the Constitution. They just know what can and can't get them in trouble and what they can get away with. But to say that they have that they don't know anything about God is a pretty stupid thing to say. Because you know what? Nobody knows anything about God. Okay, if there even is one, which I doubt. Hey, I'm not one of those people that'll say, I'm not like an atheist and will say, because atheists to me are almost as bad as like the evangelicals like him. because they both groups proclaim to know what's going to happen when you die. That's why I am agnostic. I have no idea. It would be great if the whole Jesus story was great. You know, I don't listen to man's version of religion, you know, because, again, it's been warped like everything else. I hope it's true. I have hope, not faith. And you don't even have to hope with this guy or have any faith to know he's a fucking idiot. Oh, and then Kyrsten Sinema says she is not running for re-election in Arizona. Well, thank God. Fucking Joe Manchin wannabe over here. Listen, I'm if you want to talk about compromise and being in the middle and shit, I'll listen to you, but not number one when you're full of shit and don't mean it like her or Manchin. I mean, at least Manchin is in a, you know, he's a blue senator in a massively red state, West Virginia, and the Democrats will probably lose that seat. But so what? Good. You know how much more Biden could have gotten accomplished in those first 2 years if it wasn't for Manchin and Sinema? And she, you know, Arizona's pretty much a purple state. But she has contradicted herself so many fucking times. A lot of these people, they claim to be independent because they just want attention. They think it's going to separate them from all the other stupid-ass politicians, and it doesn't. All they do is show that they are not really committed to anything and will go whichever way the tide goes in their favor. That's all that is. Because Manchin is a total idiot, and this chick, you know, I mean, she talks a good game, but, I'm not buying it. And if she really believed in what she was doing, why are you saying you're not going to run for re-election? Huh? You want to make a difference? You want to change politics? You want to make it more about compromise and blah, 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 especially in this climate? You shouldn't even attempt that until Trump is gone, number one, for good, all right? But number two, you don't mean it, so fuck you. All right, and then we get to a couple of things about January 6th. You know, a very disturbing court case the other day. One of the insurrectionists, and that's what the fuck they are, okay, tried to stop a constitutional process, tried to stop the certification of the next president, wanted to hang the vice president, beat on cops, and with their zip ties, wanted to take political hostages. Okay, they were just too stupid to carry it out, or didn't have enough balls, or whatever. Okay, but they are insurrectionists, whether it was half-ass or not. But one of them has gotten a new trial because they're saying that they applied some enhancement to his sentence, which, as far as I'm concerned, enhanced the fuck out of it. These people should get as much jail time as possible, especially now since Trump's going to win the election and pardon them all anyway. But this is just a very dangerous decision.
Well, a decision from a federal appeals court could potentially affect the sentences of dozens of January 6 rioters. Now, the court ordered a new sentence for a man from Grapevine who stormed the Capitol, saying a judge wrongly applied an enhancement that made his sentence longer. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that same enhancement has been applied in more than 100 other January 6 cases. Great. If the ruling stands, defendants who have not completed their prison terms may push for new sentences. Prosecutors haven't said if they'll appeal.
You know, like I said, they're all going to get away with it once Trump wins anyway. So you're just talking another 8 months in jail. and then it's all over. And then you're martyrs and heroes and patriots like they all try and paint them to be. You know, can you imagine on January 6th if it was all black people or all Muslims or all transgenders, gays that did this, that did all this? That did it all. I mean, they would be calling for all their heads on spits, and everybody fucking knows it. The hypocrisy knows no bounds with these fuckers, and they try and make a joke out of it. Like this asshole who has invented a January 6th pinball machine.
But this year, using the pretext of the China virus... And
this is what's playing while you're playing the pinball machine. Trump and all of his comments.
Scam of mail-in ballots. Democrats attempted the most brazen and outrageous election theft. And there's never been anything like this.
Yeah, the fake electors all over the place. Again, all the things they were planning on doing, but their half asses missed on January 6th, sat there and did nothing. Yeah. Theft. That was an attempted massive theft. And nobody's ever
seen anything like it.
Nobody has ever seen anything like that. Or you, asshole.
Except for your theft. Everybody does.
In this game, the different game modes are Stop the Steal, Fake News, Peaceful Protest, It's a Setup, Babbitt Murder.
Oh my God.
What is it with you anyway? Somebody drop you on your fucking head?
Yeah, not only is this the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard, but he's making a joke out of this. It's a big joke. See, the more they make it like a joke and like, oh my God, this was so ridiculous, the easier it'll be to do next time. Not only that, but they don't have to own up, you know, they have to take responsibility for anything. You know, a setup. Yeah, it was a setup. They set up all those people to beat cops with fucking flagpoles and fire extinguishers and crutches, and they set them up to break the windows, set them up to shit in the offices, set them up to smoke pot in there, steal fucking documents. It was all a big setup by the Democrats, yeah, who won the election. Why would they want to stop the certification of election of an election that they had won? These people are dumber than dirt.
And as you play through each one of those modes, videos, actual videos from J6 show up on the back glass screen.
Yeah.
So it's the idea is to bring the truth of what happened to J6 to an audience that is not
the truth through an audience that plays pinball. Who the fuck still plays pinball anyway? I haven't seen a pinball machine. Granted, I don't get out much, okay, but I don't know. Like, pinball machines are still a thing? Like, they were in the fucking 70s and early 80s? I don't think so.
Necessarily that political. People who like games, people who are, not really.
It's not that political. He wants to bring out the truth of January 6th, and he's just using this as a vehicle, but it's not political. It's all political. I mean, you're just incorporating pinball machines into it, you shit.
Paying attention, but can actually experience this in a fun way.
I see that you call it
a document. Because you're supposed to have fun when you talk, when you reminisce about January 6th and, you know, make it into a game and a big joke, right? That's supposed to be fun.
What do you think of how you would put a news piece or a thing that actually happened into a film?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty innovative.
Because it's pretty innovative, yeah. The only thing, it's not innovative. You're a political fanatic. That's it, and that's not innovative.
And I've gotten a lot of pushback from the virtual pinball community. I posted this on websites, and they take it down. They're like, keep politics out of pinball.
But yeah, and just like everybody else, every other cultist, they wear that like a badge of honor. The more people tell them how stupid and fucking crazy they are, the prouder they become.
But to me, it's another medium. I'm a game developer. I develop games, and I wanted to do something that sort of expressed what I saw that was really going on.
What you saw that was really going on. Yes, what all of us saw on television wasn't really going on, folks. They know what was really going on because they operate on an intellectual level higher than the rest of us. We just can't see it. Thank God for these people, you know? Fuck me.
And so I use this as my medium. And since it's using actual videos from J6, it's documentary.
Oh, it's a documentary. I wish you'd use the medium of a 357 to your head, you fucker.
Oh, you win by saving America.
You win by saving America.
This is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, that's what the cult is. Fucking stupid. All around. They just pretend like it's a joke. Everything's a joke. Or they just ignore the parts that make it look. This Weisselberg, he got busted. He's going to prison. No, he's a political prisoner. They think they're like fucking Cubans under Castro or something. Again, massive fraud on the state of New York and throughout the whole Trump Incorporated. It's been a con job from the beginning. He's been a con man his whole fucking life. I mean, it's so obvious. And these people don't care. They don't care. Because all they care about are liberal tears. The more he pisses them off, the more he pisses everybody off. Because, again, these are a group of people like the frauditors, the sovereign citizens, and the pussy Jack Dohertys of the world who just love to piss people off. That is their main fucking drive. They don't care about these issues as much as they pretend to. All they care about, like I said, are liberal tears.
And the funniest part is the guy just flat out lied during his deposition and the trial, during the trial. And you can't do that no matter what the context. So fuck off. All right. And then, liberal tears were definitely shed with this fucking Supreme Court ruling. What a shock.
For the Supreme Court, a rare moment of unanimity. All 9 justices, so often divided in major cases, declaring as one that individual states cannot ban Donald Trump from the presidential ballot under the Insurrection Clause of the Constitution's 14th Amendment.
Yeah, see, and I don't agree with that. I really don't. The guy, it was an attempted coup. It was a half-ass, but still attempted coup. Okay. He did nothing because he wanted it to succeed. Again, the fake electors, all the court cases that threw out all of this, the election was stolen, bullshit. I don't agree with this. I can't believe the three the Democratic chicks up there went along with it.
The court did not address the issue of whether Trump actually engaged in insurrection, but declared that the responsibility for enforcing that section of the Constitution rests with Congress.
And what if you own the Congress? What if you're not going to get convicted like it didn't happen, after because of Mitch McConnell, who now supports a Republican candidate for president.
Politician, fine. You got no fucking character or integrity, you asshole. Says Trump was responsible. Let him get away with the whole thing. Now he supports him. Right.
But if they have the majority or they won't get acquitted because they control Congress or whatever, then how would any justice ever be brought? I don't get it.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly.
Oh, yeah, very quickly. Very quickly. So when they work quickly on your behalf, it's good. When you delay the fuck out of it and they go along with you, that's good too. See, it quickly would be bad if they went against him. But quickly is good as long as they're for him, because he's an egotistical, narcissistic piece of shit.
On something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and
yeah.
200 years.
Yeah, you will be spoken about on how you were a blight on this society.
Years from now, extremely important.
Courts in three states, Colorado, Maine, and Illinois, have ruled that Trump should be banned from the ballot because of his actions on January 6th and in the weeks before under the 14th Amendment's command that no one who has taken an oath to support the Constitution and then engaged in insurrection can hold public office afterwards.
Yeah, and I think by not doing anything, he did engage in it, and he's talking about the weeks leading up.
Yeah, January 6th will be wild.
Yeah, it sure was wild, and he's going to get away with all of it.
During oral arguments last month, liberals and conservatives on the court voiced sharp skepticism of what Colorado did.
I think that the question that you have to confront is why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States.
When the Congress won't do anything about it, like McConnell and his lack of action, then what are you going to do? What are you going to do, man? You just surrender like that? It's not justified. It's not just when that can happen. It's just like the whole immunity thing. He can commit as many crimes as he wants while he's president, and only Congress can hold him accountable if he's impeached. It's the same fucking argument.
Today, the justices pointed to the potential disruption that could happen if some states disqualified Trump and some did not, all using different standards.
People are only concerned about disruption when it's not Trump doing the disrupting.
To disqualify insurrectionist candidates, the court ruled Congress must first pass a law spelling out how.
Yeah,
but the court's three liberal justices, in a concurring opinion, said that goes too far. By saying only new legislation can address the issue, the conservatives, the liberals wrote, are attempting to shield the court itself and Donald Trump from future controversy.
Okay, so then why did you vote the way you fucking voted? I don't understand this.
Adding sharply, the majority attempts to insulate all alleged insurrectionists from future challenges to their holding federal office. Justice Amy Coney Barrett Lee agreeing with the liberals that the majority went too far, but urging her colleagues to turn the national temperature down, not up.
Oh, yeah, because overturning Roe versus Wade really turned the national temperature down and not way up, right, you dumb bitch?
Our differences are far less important than our unanimity, Barrett wrote. All nine justices agree.
Well, there won't be any fucking, it doesn't matter how much you want to sing kumbaya with everybody, okay? Because if somebody overthrows the government, if that would have worked, Trump would have stayed in office, okay? And he'd still be in office, and there'd be no more elections, because he would just do what all dictators do and say he won by 90%. All the things, again, projection, all the things he claims that Democrats do, that are unjust and fascist and everything, he wants to do them. The only difference is they do it legally to try and stop him, and he thinks that's tyranny, and so does the dumb fuck cult, of course.
The outcome of this case, that is the message all Americans should take home.
Yeah, fuck you.
God. But, I heard him coming in on the plane.
Okay, now we get to, oh, my God, this guy.
I think I've talked about this guy once or twice before, Mark Robinson. All right. This guy is probably the dumbest black man I've ever seen. I mean, one who is supposed to be educated and intelligent, especially one at his station in life, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. And this guy, Trump, here's what Trump said about him first.
Listening, and I said to the people on the plane, watch this. This is Martin Luther King on steroids. Okay, now, I told that to Mark. I said, I think you're better than Martin Luther King.
Yeah, you're better than Martin.
Oh, murder.
In what way? Martin Luther, is he talking about just the way he speaks? Because that's what Trump fucking, you know, relies on. You know, how much celebrity they have, how they can speak. Not really the substance, not the content of their character, if you will. But how is he better than Martin Luther King? Martin Luther King, fucking, you know, civil rights champion. Okay, created massive change nationwide. How is Mark Robinson like that? He's Martin Luther, and because you listen to, and when you listen to him talk, we're going to hear him in a second. We're going to hear the new Martin Luther King or the on steroids or times two or whatever the fuck he says. And you tell me.
I think you are Martin Luther King times two.
Times
and
two.
He looked at me and I wasn't sure, was he?
Yeah, because he probably knows that I ain't like Martin Luther King.
Angry because that's a terrible thing to say, or was he complimented? I have never figured it out.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, he's one of, right? When I said that to you, you looked like, I don't know if I like that comment. You should.
Yeah, because he knows it's false.
Like it. Because you are outstanding and you're going to be the next governor. Yeah. So that's going to be very cool.
Yeah, that's the governor. God. All right. So let's hear what Martin Luther King on steroids or times two sounds like. You make the comparisons yourself, folks.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's controversial comments are raising a lot of eyebrows today. Excerpts from a sermon he gave at Charlotte-based Freedom House Church from last month.
Yeah, because this guy's a religious nut job. And you know, I just love when minorities discriminate against other minorities, because you know that the minority doing the discriminating is the dumbest fucking minority in the country.
Going viral. In it, he says God calls on men to lead, not women.
Oh, okay. So totally sexist and misogynistic, you know, just like Martin Luther King.
We're called to be the Christians that God has called us to be.
Yeah, you know what? He sounds like Al Sharpton. Again, if this were a Democrat saying this, remember how the Republicans always made fun of Al Sharpton and how he was, you know, the way he spoke, he's trying to be like Martin Luther King, but he wasn't, and you know, it was like a preacher, and they condemned all of that and everything. And now they love it because the black man is a Republican, so Hypocrisy Inc. knows no bounds.
We are called to, here we're getting ready to get in trouble, called to be led by men.
Listen to this idiot. Who would listen to that? Seriously, that was the one problem I had with Martin Luther King, is the way he kind of sung like he was in a church. Oh, people, black men and white men. It's effective, I guess. I think it's kind of stupid, no matter who does it. Preaching like that. And listen to the women screaming how that everyone should be led by men. Those are subservient black women in the fucking crowd there. Totally oblivious.
God sent women out when he was supposed to do, when they had to do that thing. But when it was time to face down Goliath. Sent David, not DeVita, David.
Well, first of all, there wasn't any of those stupid black names back then like DeVita. But David defeated Goliath with a slingshot, okay? I know men are better at sports, and they have bigger organs and more bone density and more stamina, testosterone, all that. But anybody can shoot a fucking slingshot. He used his goddamn brain to defeat Goliath, if you believe in that stupid story. Okay, but just humor me here for a minute. A woman can shoot a slingshot just as good as a man.
When it was time to lead the Israelites out of Israel, he sent Moses.
Yeah.
Not Mama Moses, Daddy Moses.
Oh, not Mama Moses, Daddy Moses. Only a daddy can part the sea. A bitch can't do that. No hoe can part the Red Sea.
To Moses, yeah. Part of the sea, all that bullshit, too. Everything about this guy is biblical, okay? Yeah.
Robinson has not responded to requests from the media.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson called for solidarity with Israel today, taking official action as the Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is out of the country. Robinson also said he is not anti-Semitic when confronted with previous statements about Jews. Our Capitol reporter.
Yeah, okay, listen now. Anti-Semitic, which is another thing Martin Luther King was, right?
Hyland asked Robinson, who's running for governor himself, about those comments.
Robinson said his Facebook posts were poorly worded and he's trying to move on.
Oh, yeah, poorly worded. Wait till you hear these comments.
But he's facing criticism for what he did today, including from the governor who called this a stunt. Lieutenant Governor Robinson held a...
Yeah, see, because when Roy Cooper, who's a Democrat, who's the governor of North Carolina, is out of the state, he is the acting governor. So he can do what he wants. So again, yes, it is a total political stunt.
Press conference and issued a proclamation calling for a week of solidarity with Israel, as well as a day of prayer starting Friday at sunset. He said the attacks on Israel are
because he hates the Muslims more than he hates the Jews.
Unconscionable. He also said he is not anti-Semitic in response to several questions about things he's written on social media. In 2018, he wrote, quote, "This foolishness about Hitler disarming millions of Jews and then marching them off to concentration camps is a bunch of hogwash."
That is a severe behavioral disorder.
It's a bunch of hogwash that they didn't disarm the Jews and march them off to concentration camps? That's not what happened? But he's not anti-Semitic. Holocaust denier is not anti-Semitic. But I tell him slavery didn't happen. Oh, boy, I would love to hear the response.
He's also used Jewish stereotypes and downplayed Nazism in other posts.
Yeah.
I asked him about those comments.
We've already dealt with those things, moved past them.
Wait. What do you mean you fucking dealt with them and moved past them? Okay? Because that's fundamental thinking. Either you think that happened or you think it didn't. How do you deal with that and move past it unless you say, I was a stupid fuck and I was wrong, which is not anything close to what he has said. Dealt with them and moved past them? How?
We're ready to move on to...
of course you are. Because you know you can't win on that issue, you dumb fuck. You know, when the spotlight comes on you, man, and everybody is listening to every word, that's when you get roasted. I'd get roasted. If all of a sudden millions of people started tuning into me for whatever reason, I'd be canceled by... whichever side, within a week for all the things that I've said on here. What did I say? I said nigger 3 times today in the show so far. You know, I'm not going to call this guy a nigger because he's not. There's black people and there's niggers. You know, people with assault records, you know, that go back years and years and years and that just punch people because they can because they're big fucking ghetto thugs. They're niggers. All right. They're not black people. So there's a difference and I don't care. But the rest of the country, the rest of the world would care and I'd be toast.
When you say you've dealt with them, to be clear, do you apologize for writing what you wrote?
No.
I apologize for the wording.
For the wording. Okay, let's just take away all... What do you mean the wording? Either you believe the Holocaust happened or you don't. The wording. Oh, what, the word hogwash? Because that's the only thing in there that's really doesn't pertain to fact. So what does he talk about the wording, this dumb motherfucker?
Necessarily for the context, but we apologize for the wording. And we have spoken to several Jewish groups who completely understand what our sentiments were.
Yeah.
And we have full confidence.
Because you bullshit them.
So the people of North Carolina understand that Mark Robinson is definitely not anti-Semitic.
Robinson is running for the Republican nomination for governor. The leading Democrat in that race is Attorney General Josh Stein. A spokesperson for him said, quote, "Mark Robinson called the Holocaust hogwash and now uses the slaughter of Israelis and Americans to perform a transparent political stunt."
That's exactly what he's doing.
As close as he should ever get to being governor. Governor Cooper is in Japan on an economic development trip. A spokesperson for him echoed those statements and also said that Robinson's actions are, quote, tragically ironic.
Yeah, because, you know, we all know that Martin Luther King went through all this too, right, with all of his controversial statements. I mean, you may have been a racist redneck back in the 60s and not agreed with him, but he didn't fucking say anything like this.
Like Michael Hyland, Queen City News.
Uh-huh.
He also called the movie character Black Panther, quote, "a fictional hero created by an agnostic Jew and put to film by a satanic Marxist. How can this trash that was only created to pull the shekels out of your Schwartz pockets invoke any pride?"
Yeah,
Damn, nigga, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're not anti-Semitic at all. Okay, so he's saying how Black Panther was just orchestrated by the Jews to exploit the black man and make the money. Listen, Hollywood Jews exploit everyone to make money, just like all of corporate America exploits everyone to make money, just like Trump exploits everyone to make money. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Asked about those comments today, Robinson said they were poorly worded, but he wouldn't say whether he apologized again, for the content.
Yeah, again, with the poorly worded shekels from the... How is that poorly... How do you word it any other way? What a fucking idiot.
There was never any anti-Semitism intended from those words.
Yeah, right.
There's never been any anti-Semitism within me. Anti-Semitic. I've never had anything against...
If you're not anti-Semitic, you don't say those things and you don't have to explain them afterwards, idiot.
Reaction from others in the political world was swift. A spokeswoman for Governor Roy Cooper posted on social media, "It is tragically ironic that someone with a long history of hate speech against Jewish people would take advantage of death and destruction in Israel for his own political purposes. Governor Cooper believes that Israel needs both our prayers and our support."
Well, that's because, you know, the dumb fuck faction of the Democrats support Hamas and all that shit. And so he's, again, whatever the Democrats are for, you know, they gotta be on the opposite side. You know, and there's a lot of people calling for Israel to stop on the right too, but that doesn't matter to a polarized fuck like this.
Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie live in Raleigh. Thanks.
Yeah, great. Oh boy.
Here's something else I'm not supposed to say.
Oh, here's something else he's not supposed to say.
Ain't but two genders.
Okay, this is the lieutenant governor of one of our 50 states. Ain't but two genders. Ain't but two genders. That whole sentence would receive massive red marks and an F as far as a complete sentence in the English language. Ain't but two genders. Okay, and I love how he discriminates against the trans. You know, black people weren't even allowed to get married until 1969. They weren't allowed to vote in a lot of places until the 60s. Again, fucking... people who have been discriminating against people, cracks my fucking ass up. Dumbest of the dumb.
Two genders ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils around, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up.
Oh, here we go with the rhymes and the fucking... yeah, things that Republicans have always loved about, you know, people like Martin Luther King and Al Sharpton and Malcolm X and the Louis Farrakhan, but they love this guy. Gee, why? Because he's a conservative. Because he's one of the dumbest of the dumb of his race, and they can take advantage of it.
You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up.
What do we drugged up? What, all transgenders do drugs? The fuck is he talking about?
Made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you.
That's right.
DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard.
Well, you know, a lot of people thought that black people were subhuman and that there was a mistake. By God, and the white people is how people were supposed to be. God is white. They make Jesus blonde-haired and blue-eyed. They don't make him black. They certainly don't make him Middle Eastern like he was, because that's the region he came from, God forbid. No pun intended. But the irony here is just astounding. The stupidity is equally astounding.
The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic, and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement.
Demonic. Okay, now whether you think that these people are suffering from mental illness or not, how the fuck you call them demonic? Huh? Demonic? What the fuck is that?
You're the dumbest cunt alive.
He's the dumbest black man alive, is what he is.
It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Come after me if you want to.
Like the KKK used to say.
I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. I don't care, because it's time for us to stand up. Now I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the
truth. They're not going to stand up to Republicans who killed just about every civil rights bill or action that comes, a piece of legislation that comes down the pike. You know, as they're killing diversity, equity, blah, blah, blah. No, you don't care about that.
Dragging our kids down into the pit of hell, trying to teach them that mess in our schools.
Okay, now there I happen to agree with him. You shouldn't be teaching a the school is no place for teaching any of that shit. Okay, none of it.
That ain't got no place at no school.
One area I agree.
2 + 2 don't equal transgender.
What the fuck kind of fucking what? 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. What the hell does a math equation have to do with that? The dumbest thing he said.
It equals 4. Yeah. You need to get back to teaching them how to read.
Yeah, oh, really? Getting back to teach transgenders how to read? Oh, yeah, because inner city black youth just read so well. They don't even, white kids in the suburbs don't even fucking read well anymore. Nobody can read anymore. You're saying you're going to get on the transgenders for not knowing how to read? Get the fuck out of here.
Instead of teaching them how to go to hell.
Oh. Instead of teaching them how to rob the liquor stores. Instead of teaching them, why don't you worry about that? Instead of the transgenders. Is it really that big of an issue in your life? Again, culture wars. That's all they're good at. You know? I don't know. You would think you'd be just as upset about what's going on in the inner cities.
Yeah, I said it and I mean it.
You said it and you mean it. Oh, I'm sure you do.
You idiot!
Yeah, times 1,000. Jesus H. Christ. It just amazes me how the Republicans, and in particular Trump, are successfully recruiting black people into this, any minorities. It surprises the fuck out of me. They do not ultimately care about you at all. Who are the people that actually, you know, do legislation to help you? Who look out for your civil rights, who try and stop discrimination, who try and get you involved in the whole social conversation. Again, diversity, equity, inclusion. Okay, now, yeah, you may sit there and say, well, people shouldn't be given jobs or places in school just because of the race, and I agree with that. Okay, but there still should be a sect, you know, a section that believes in this stuff. It sure as fuck isn't Republicans. They're fucking using you. I mean, if Trump has no problem using the white cult, you think he has a problem using you? You dumb motherfuckers. All right, Friday edit, folks. I just watched the State of the Union. You know, it was a pretty solid speech, I must say. There was nothing catastrophic. You know, he stammered a little bit here and there over his words. He's 81 years old. But... and then that's the problem. Still, I mean, the plans are good. You know, he seemed a lot more lively than he usually seems and everything like that. But ultimately, I don't think it's going to make a difference. Like I said, it was a good speech, but I don't think it's going to swing too many people. You know, Trump's going to win and we're just going to have to fucking deal with it. But like I said, he'll be gone then unless he becomes a dictator. I don't know, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Of course, that fucking Marjorie trailer trash cunting Green had to scream. That's her thing now. She makes sure she sits in the back of the auditorium there, whatever the fuck you call it, the floor, and with her MAGA hat on, just screaming. She's always got to scream shit at fucking Biden, you know, because that's all she's good for is screaming as she talks about decorum, you know, on the House floor and shit like that. That stupid cunt. Backwoods redneck bitch. And one thing I found surprising, I mean, is Mike Johnson. He actually stood up a couple of times during the speech, and he was actually nodding his head yes and clapping while seated. You know, I mean, these fuckers stand up after every sentence, no matter who, what side it is. But, you know, it was a lot more than I ever saw from, like, McCarthy or what was his name, Boehner or anybody like that. He seemed to agree with at least like a third of what Biden was saying from what I saw. Just like there was a few Republicans that stood up and clapped. You know, usually they're fucking unilateral over there. They all sit and say shit. Not this time, you know. And of course, Frankenstein Gates and Lauren Boebert, the matriarch of the trailer trash family there in Colorado, just embraced George Santos because he was there. Because I guess you get to go there if you were a former representative. And he says he's running again. He's going to run for fucking Congress again.
What are you out of your mind?
Yeah, he is out of his fucking mind. I mean, you talk again. No shame, no embarrassment, no character, no integrity, no scruples, no morals, no nothing. He's gonna run again after all this shit? What in the fuck is the matter with people out there? And this was one of our 535 members of Congress, folks. I mean, Jesus Christ. I cannot believe the bizarro fucking world that we live in. Unreal. But I'll tell you, at the same time, the jobs report came out again, another fucking 275,000, whatever it was, higher than projected again. You know, Biden is really killing it on jobs. And you know, I mean, this recovery, if Biden was so inept and incompetent and everything, there would be no recovery. We would have 2020, 2021 all over again. It would be the same way. It would be lagging, you know, continuation if he didn't know what he was doing. He is turning the shit around. I mean, love him or hate him, you got to admit that massive progress coming out of the Trump presidency and the pandemic and everything like else. You got to give him credit. But like I said, he's just too old. He said he was going to be transitional. That's what he should have done, and he should have passed the fucking torch off, man. Instead, he's going to be like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and stay too long, and it's going to cost the country. Bader, you know, that cost decades, a Supreme Court seat in this. If he becomes a dictator, you know, he's certainly going to try. That might be irreparable. I don't know. I mean, it's going to take many, many decades to recover from this asshole anyway, but You should have just bowed out, man. I mean, you really should have just bowed out. So, what are you going to do? Trump's going to win. He's going to get away with everything. Fuck it all. All right, before we wrap up here, hey, you know, if you're a sports fan, you know, the death of Chris Mortensen. That sucks. The guy had cancer. You know, he was a really cool guy on ESPN, one of the people who kept ESPN like in its original form instead of the mostly I'm talking about Sports Center with the Saturday Night Live type of atmosphere they have there, pop culture crossover, ham-handed segue references all over the fucking place. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Chris Mortensen was always a good straight reporter, usually talked about trades and free agency and stuff like that, and then he got sick. And he tried to come back, and he just kept getting sicker. You know how cancer is, man. It's a motherfucking bitch. But I'm gonna miss Chris Mortensen. Just a staple in football. If you watch NFL Countdown before the games, like I do on ESPN, you loved Chris. So rest in peace, if there is such a thing. Like I always say. All right, folks, we've come to the end of it. Yeah, hey, guess what? I fucking heard a cover the other day that I never even knew existed. I don't know how this escaped me, but Rush, one of the greatest bands of all time, did a cover of The Seeker by The Who. You know, I saw it, I think I was reading an article about Geddy Lee. You know, they're really trying to move on without Neil Peart or Peart or however the fuck you say it. I said Peart my whole life. So did everybody I know. But I guess it's Peart. But anyway, you know, they're trying to figure out what the hell to do, and I just ran across this. It was a like a video tagged in an article. I'm like, holy shit, Rush did The Seeker? You know, it was pretty damn good. I was like, Geddy Lee doing you know, Roger Daltrey. I was like, I wasn't sure if it would work, but it works. So there you go. So that's what we're gonna go out with, Rush and The Seeker, and we'll see you next week, folks. Later.
What the fuck was that you were listening to?
I looked on the chairs. I looked on the tables. I tried to find the key to 50 million. get to get what I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me 'cause I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they wanna shake my hand. Focusing on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker, I'm a really desperate man.
What I'm after.